Congress just can't help itself, even in times of national stress. For example, tucked in the final COVID-19 stimulus bill, aka QE3, is language helping the maker of sunscreen with FDA reviews and making it easier for Congress to dole out money for harbor dredging. The legislation also means free video conference and phone calls for inmates during the pandemic, if Attorney General Bill Barr agrees. We can't figure out how any of that saves lives, businesses, or jobs today. But at least they kept out Speaker Pelosi's attempts to include more tax breaks for solar panels, mandate that airlines reduce their overall carbon emissions by 50% by 2050, eliminate debt held by the U.S. Postal Service, require same-day voter registration, and provide for the automatic extension of non-immigrant visas. And that's something to think about.